Second, what controls destiny? We all lead differing lives with varying circumstances. Sometimes witnessing the success of others brings to mind our own misfortune. We despair and complain. It's all a matter of timing, luck, and fate. When we are sad about our plight, we blame other people or the gods. In reality, destiny is not solely in the hands of others. On what is destiny really founded? It is founded on us, our lives. But how can we ourselves actually be the basis of destiny? Our habits control destiny. There is a Buddhist saying, "Defilement is difficult to sever. The force of habit is even harder to change." Bad habits cause us endless misery now and for millennia to come. Our habits influence our lives. When deep-rooted habits develop into habitual forces, they become obstacles to enlightenment. A hot-tempered person might often yell at others. If this becomes habitual behavior, friends will leave. Without the support of friends, the chances of success diminish. Some are addicted to gambling or engage in extravagances. Fortunes are squandered, families are broken, and lives are destroyed. Some lie and cheat, betraying the trust of others. Although they may be able to scheme their way to some temporary gratification, they will soon become isolated when no one will trust them. Some of today's teen criminals actually come from well-to-do families. These youths develop bad habits and actually consider stealing a hobby. They even rob and take lives. Not only do they harm the welfare of others, they also ruin their own futures. Having bad habits is like abusing drugs. Before long, such unwholesome ways have perverted the mind, corrupted lives, and destroyed happiness. How can we not be careful about our habits? Superstitions can control our destiny. Although superstition is very prevalent in Asian culture, it is also found in the West. In the West, there is a common belief that on Friday the 13th, people should avoid doing anything except staying at home. Since 13 is an unlucky number, Friday the 13th is considered Black Friday. Even though there may be great opportunities waiting, some people miss them because of their belief in this superstition. There are also many superstitions in Chinese culture. High-rise buildings do not have a fourth floor because the number 4 in Chinese sounds similar to the word for death. Living on the fourth floor is thought to bring bad luck to the occupants. Travelers should never stay in room number 9 of a hotel, because the Chinese word for 9 also reminds people of death. Superstition has far-reaching effects on life. Some people read their horoscopes before they make any decisions. Are horoscopes really reliable? Although a couple will pick a lucky day for a wedding, the marriage might still end in divorce. Parents want to have the fortunes of their newborns told. They only feel reassured if their newborns wear gold and silver charms to ensure good fortune. If fortune tellers are so reliable, can they see their own futures? During Chinese New Year, it is customary to sweep the floor of a house toward the inside, not the outside, because people fear that money will be swept away. Some people say pregnant women should not recite the Diamond Sutra because the sutra is too powerful and may cause the woman to miscarry. Truth is, the Diamond Sutra is a sacred scripture. Reciting the sutra not only will not harm the baby, it is good prenatal education for the baby and only gives the baby wisdom that will grow. There is a custom in Taiwan that, even though an unwed daughter has passed away, she can still be married off. There are many nice young men who could marry living women, but instead marry memorial tablets due to superstition. Superstition is like a rope that tightly binds our hands and feet until we are unable to move. Superstitious acts form a basis for destiny and are like dark clouds casting heavy shadows, shrouding the radiance of true nature and impacting heavily on the future. Emotions control destiny. Some years ago, newspapers in Taiwan reported an affair between Li Wenbin, the chief of Luzhou District of New Taipei County, and an actress. Since the case had to be settled in court, an otherwise private, emotional dispute became public knowledge. This dispute cast not only a pall on Li's future, but also on his family's reputation. Throughout life, it is usually the pulls and tugs of relationships that cause the most impact. Lots of people ruin their futures because of rocky emotional relationships. There are numerous examples of happy families torn apart by infidelity. If emotions and relationships are not cared for appropriately, grave misfortune follows. The sutras say, one will not be born into the Saha world if one does not have strong passions. Some people can resist fame and glory, but they cannot free themselves from the emotional attachments of family, friends, or loved ones. They are mired in pain. To be freed from these shackles, we must have the right wisdom and an open mind. We should be in control of our emotions and not have our life and destiny determined by passion. Power controls destiny. Power has an important influence on destiny. Power is usually considered second only to wealth. There is a saying, the combination of wealth and power is like a tiger getting wings. The desire for power can corrupt. Many people lose themselves, their most valuable possessions, in the midst of glory and power. After they have a taste of power, they no longer can taste the true flavor of life. Power changes lives profoundly. Destiny is founded on many types of power. Here are four examples. 1. Divine power. Some people seek direction from gods in whatever they do, be it planning for a funeral, a wedding, or other celebrations. They need divine assistance before they have peace of mind. But they seem to give little thought about the morality of their actions and of the righteousness of the people with whom they deal. They believe that as long as the gods will it, it can be done. They blindly follow what they believe are the directions of the gods without thinking things over for themselves. They completely rely on the gods to make decisions for them, as in the saying, "Care not about mortals, but only about divine consent." These people hand over their lives to the gods with both hands and are willing to become slaves. This is the utmost folly. According to Buddhism, even the gods cannot escape the force of karma and the cycle of rebirth. How can they possibly be the masters of destiny? 2. Political power. Political power affects society. If we open a history book, we can obviously see the disparity between the lives of those who lived under the rule of a wise and judicious king and those under a tyrant. When we examine today's societies, those who live in open, democratic, and developed countries are generally better off than those suffering under despotic, autocratic, and dictatorial rule. 3. Family power. The encouragement of family members helps a child grow strong and ensures that the child becomes successful. Family relationships, however, sometimes become excess baggage. When I was preaching in Penghu, Taiwan, over 30 years ago, the niece of a retired mayor gave a very well-received speech on Buddhism. She was a young girl, around 18 years old, and was very attractive and talented. When the audience saw her great potential, they encouraged her to study in a Buddhist college to learn more about Buddhism. She replied, "No, I can't. Father said that I should stay home and care for grandmother." For her grandmother, she gave up the opportunity for a higher education. 20 years later, when she was a middle-aged woman, under her tender care, her grandmother passed away peacefully. A 40-year-old still has a lot of time left. Some people, once again, encouraged her to seize the opportunity to study Buddhism. She replied hesitantly, "Mother and father said I should care for my elderly aunt." Another opportunity had slipped away. After another 10 years, she was in her 50s, the waning years of life. The aspiration and vitality of youth had gone with time. Her life had been sacrificed for the love of her family. In Chinese society, many young talents are stifled by the obligations of family. Real parental love gives a child room to grow and to mold his or her future. Exercising undue control over a child's life can lead to a life of regret. 4. The power of desire. Desire can exert a frightening hold on life and destiny. Desire often enslaves us and leads us by our noses. When we see the large mansions and fancy cars, greed overtakes reason. Even though these luxuries may be beyond our means, we may resort to stealing, swindling, robbing, and other unlawful means to gain them. Desire can tempt us to break the law and threaten society. Newspapers carry crime stories daily, reporting the tragic facts about people who have succumbed to the power of desire. Karma controls destiny. The greatest power that is fundamental to life is karma. Karma is the product of our acts, including speech, thoughts, and actions. These are collectively called the karma of the body, speech, and mind. It is said that all wholesome and unwholesome deeds have consequences. It is just a matter of time. Karma can be divided into wholesome and unwholesome karma. We have to face the consequences of our acts, be they wholesome or unwholesome, when the time comes. Karma determines destiny. Although karma determines life, we in turn control karma. If we can modify our conduct, refrain from unwholesomeness, and perform wholesome deeds, then destiny will be bright. In addition to wholesome and unwholesome, there are other types of karma. Karma that only affects a single individual is called individual karma, while karma that affects a whole community is called collective karma. For example, people who are born and raised in one country have the same collective karma. Although everyone in this Saha world has the same collective karma, some live in Asia, while some others live in America. And there are some differences in skin color, like yellow, white, brown, and black. These differences arise due to individual karma. Apart from individual and collective karma, there is also determined karma and undetermined karma. While some are born into wealth, others are born into poverty. Which family we were born into is beyond our control because it has been decided by our determined karma. The future, however, has yet to be decided and is called undetermined karma. The future will be determined by the deeds of today. Karma has a great influence on our lives. Karma is a foundation of destiny, but how does it work? According to the Buddhist teachings, the weightiest collective karma will be actualized first. Karma can also be played out through our habits and through our strongest recollections. From a temporal perspective, some of the karma from the acts in this lifetime will ripen in this life, while others will ripen in the next life or even in a few lifetimes from now. This can be compared to planting fruit trees. Some fruit trees bear fruit the year the tree is planted. Others bear fruit only after a few seasons. Regardless of whether we have to wait 1, 2, or many years, if we want to harvest nice, juicy fruit, we have to diligently sow the seeds. Similarly, if we want to enjoy the rewards of wholesome karma, we have to plant the seeds of wholesome karma.